Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lone Tree School Counselor Shelby Bryce about the service learning projects the high school students have done this year.
For the past 4 years, we have been implementing an OLWEUS anti-bullying program. OLWEUS is OLWEUS. And through this program, we've been working really hard to improve the culture of our school and the character of our students and staff. So in the past 3 years, we've really done more like classroom lessons and large group activities, building culture, and helping to make sure that all kids feel welcomed and safe at our school. And this year, we decided to take more of a focus on building our school culture through service-based learning and providing students with opportunities to reflect on those experiences. And so this year, our high school students are all being given an opportunity to spend a day outside of our school and volunteering in different locations. Our freshmen have not taken part in theirs yet, but our sophomores went to the Terry Trueblood Park and helped all day clear out weeds and do yard work there. Our senior class went to the Johnson County Crisis Center and helped stock food and do all sorts of things there. And then our junior class, broken up in 3 different groups because Ronald McDonald House allows for 10 or so kids to come at a time, and so they've been broken into 3 different groups, and they're spending a day there doing volunteer work at the Ronald McDonald House. So they're like packaging, sorting, visiting with the people that live there, organizing, cleaning, and doing stuff like that. So that's kind of where it came from, and that's what they are doing. Tomorrow, we'll be sending our final group of juniors to the Ronald McDonald House for the day.
For the freshmen, is the activity or the project planned for
them?
Yeah,
they're going to go to Crowded Closet, and at the end of March, early April, haven't set the date yet for sure, but that's where they'll be headed to help with some of all the sorting and stuff like that that takes place there to make, you know, clothes be provided to people at a reasonable cost.
And so how do you hope these service projects will affect Lone Tree students?
Well, I think service-based learning is so valuable, and sometimes I think that people stray away from providing service in the community just for the mere fact that they don't know where to go. They don't know even how to start, how to get involved in stuff. And so it's really my ultimate hope that they understand that there's help needed in so many different places around our community. You don't even have to drive, you know, 20 minutes, and you can be at places that need help. So it's really about providing these opportunities and just really opening their eyes to the different places that need help and realizing that it's not hard. You just have to ask, how can I help you?
Do you implement a reflection, sort of a way to reflect on, you know, after doing these projects?
Yeah, when they come back that day, they have about an hour with their homeroom that they go with on these trips. They have about an hour, we call it family game time, where they get to, you know, they just like do board games and things like that. And then the teachers lead the discussions, just like what they learned, what they enjoyed, just kind of informal, but we try to keep it light and interesting. But yeah, the teachers are great about coming back and really just like reflecting on how that made you feel. Wasn't that awesome? You just, you know, made a difference in somebody's life today. You just gave your service for free, you know, things like that.
What has been your best memory so far of doing this, you know, implementing service projects for a Lone Tree?
Well, sometimes we'll get, like if they meet certain people, they will get thank you cards, you know, from people. We actually do a community service day here at Lone Tree every year, too. And that started in the first year of our OLWEUS program as well. It's this all-day-long service where we provide service for our community members. We rake yards, we clean, we bake for the senior dining center, we visit the care center, things like that. And the cards really, some of my favorite is the cards that we receive from some of our elderly community members who just, and sometimes they'll write us little checks, not even little, sometimes they're like $50 checks for just saying thank you, that it's so refreshing to see kids this age in this day and age, you know, just providing their work for free and doing things like that with their classmates. And so those cards are really like my favorite thing ever to get and to read, because I know that like the littlest deeds to them, like us raking their yard, which takes us, you know, a group of 10 kids, 5 minutes, means so much to them, and they're just so appreciative of it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lone Tree School Counselor Shelby Bryce. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.